Friday, June 22nd, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW with Christy. This is the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch back. Christy, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Yeah.
Feels like summertime.
We have one heck of a studio here this morning.
It's packed full.
It is packed full.
You know, sometimes I think you challenge me to see how many people we actually can fit in here.
Wow.
And up till now, I think our biggest was, what, Terrence Simeon and Zydeco Experience? There was five or six?
Well, yes, and then Michael Doucet was supposed to come in by himself, and we got a call at the last second. You got a call at the last second that they wanted to bring four of their bandmates that they'd woken up, and they all wanted to come in.
I picked them up in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's a good thing my car was big enough, huh?
It was fantastic, yeah. But we have had enough, and we had a full harp. Well, it was an Irish harp. It was kind of three-quarter size.
It was just a mouth harp. No, it was a real harp.
It was a real harp. It was a real harp. Yeah, St. Paddy's Day.
Well, I should explain. So our musical guest today is The Inevitables. They are one of the student bands that are part of Caleb Chapman's Soundhouse. And there are 7 people in the studio. So we are excited to hear their music. They'll be playing throughout the hour. And we'll be joined by Jim McCarty. He's one of the original members of the Yardbirds. He'll be in at 9:20. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll have a long, deep conversation with Caleb Chapman about his Soundhouse school expansion and awards, all that.
Caleb told me earlier he wants to talk about nuclear fission at the molecular level.
Oh, he came to the wrong day. That's your science show on Thursdays.
That's Thursday, Caleb. Okay, all right.
You'll have to reschedule him for that.
Folks, this is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to the Morning Mix. Don't touch that dial. We will be back with The Inevitables right after this.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village on July 5th and continue throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates available at parkcitymountain.com.
Kick off the 4th of July holiday on the 3rd with the 15th season of the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series. Park City Institute presents Grammy-winning Texican rock band Los Lonely Boys for the first pop-up show of the season. Tuesday, July 3rd at Quinn's Junction Fields. Gates open at 4:30, show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 435-655-3114. Park City Institute is a nonprofit organization entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Our musical guest for the entire hour is The Inevitables, and joining us, and we'll introduce all seven, but we want to first introduce Caleb Chapman from the Soundhouse Student Bands that has put this whole thing together. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great. Tell us about this band and tell us about what you do.
Well, JW, these musicians that come from all around the state of Utah, they're all between the ages of 15 and 18, and we even have a Park City local here with us this morning, Zane. And the kids that participate in the Soundhouse, we have over 300 of them, and they're organized into 20 different bands, and of all contemporary styles. So everything from ska to swing to funk to reggae, I mean, you name it. And it's an incredible opportunity for these really talented and dedicated kids to get together, make music, and tour the world.
Let's give them all a quick introduction. We have Archer Dame on vocals, Sydney Anderson on vocals, Taylan Carden on vocals, Zane Peterson, our Park City guy, on saxophone, Nathan Shen guitar, Kira Kareen on bass, and Cade Shipley on drums. Welcome, everybody.
Wow, they're so quiet for so many people.
But, you know, they are quiet.
They are until they start making music, and then that's what you want to hear anyways. So are we ready to make some noise?
I think we are. What are you all going to play for us first?
This first song is Pompeii.
Okay.
One little twist
This is Pompeii with an Inevitables twist. Live music, Inevitables on the Morning Mix.
City that we love, gray clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing's changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? Now am I gonna be an optimist about this? Now am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. In your pose is the dice settled tumbling down in the city that we love. Gray clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing's changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? Ayo, 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 ayo. Where do we begin? If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been changed at all? If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this?
Hi, I'm Tatiana Carlson, owner of Park City Bridal and supporter of KPCW. PC Bridal is located at the Gateway in Park City, offering gowns, preservations, heirloom accessories, alterations, and veils. By appointment only at parkcitybridal.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. That was The Inevitables, a great student youth group. I shouldn't call them a youth group. They're 15 to 18 years old, and they're all professional musicians, basically, because they tour all over the world. They're part of Caleb Chapman's Soundhouse, and they will be with us throughout the hour. There's so much music going on this weekend. There's Arts Fest. There's the Bonanza Campout. There's so much going on. What's the weather looking like for us?
Well, it is currently 62 degrees. Actually, I should update that because I think it's changed since we came in. Nope, that's still the same. 62 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We'll have a high today of 75 under absolutely beautiful sunny skies. It will blow from the northwest from 7 to 15, and that'll be later this afternoon. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 75. Sunday, high of 69, also under sunny skies. And I know that we can't be as accurate going out further than 3 days, but let's go out a few days. Monday, sunny, high of 79. Tuesday, high of 84. This is all Park City. For our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, you can tack on about 4 or 5 degrees per day for those highs.
What's the nighttime low? Because there's going to be a lot of people camping out under the Jordanelle Dam.
It's going to be great sleeping weather. Tonight will be 49 degrees, okay. Saturday night 43, and Sunday night will be 44 degrees.
That is perfect. No frost on the campsite.
No.
And I know the music goes until after midnight, and then I think there's most likely campground sessions and late night party jams.
Yeah, that frost thing's over because we've had Father's Day. I've put my flowers in. We can't have any frost at all. My flowers are in there, happy.
Well, I camp at the Telluride Blues and Brews. And, yeah, you wake up in the morning with some frost on the tent.
Yeah.
It's a chilly experience, but
yeah, exactly.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. You know, I know we're going to be talking to Caleb later in the program, but mm-hmm. Caleb, I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in all of this?
Well, it was really, you know, like you can see in this program, the exciting part of the program is the kids. And the idea all the way back from the beginning came from the kids. You know, I had originally started a traditional music school with some private teachers and students coming in each week. But a group of students way back in the year 2000 came to me and said, you know, we want to do an after-school group. We want to put something together on our own. Could you help us do that? And so it started out as just an experiment and kept growing and growing until we've, you know, ended up where we're at today with these kids winning national and international accolades and performing all around the globe.
So you don't know this, J-Dub, because I didn't tell you yet, but Caleb and I know each other from back in the Park City Jazz Foundation days. I was the director of special events, and he was the director of education, aptly named. And so his students, the Crescent Superband, would always perform during the jazz festival. And I think, did the Voodoo Kids also perform? Yeah. And it was so fun because the headliners would often just go jump up on their stage and perform with them and, you know, totally impromptu. I don't know. I just thought, how would it be to be those kids? And they do that all the time. They have these guests sit in and perform with them, record with them. It's a great opportunity.
Musicians are just a lot of fun, aren't they? aren't they fun?
I just want to be part of the crowd. There you go.
yeah, exactly. I think they should play another song for
sure,
us.
Sure, let's do that.
What would you like to play for us next?
Focus. We're gonna play this one's called Focus. So, yeah, and I should mention, you know, to accommodate the show this morning, you know, we knew we were going to break the record for the number of people you had to fit into the studio, but these guys typically are a 12-piece band. So this is really a scaled-back version, but we're having a lot of fun this morning. So,
well, we're really happy to have you here. And the band, again, is called The Inevitables. They're one of Caleb Chapman's Soundhouse student bands, live on The Morning Mix.
And I ain't gonna change. So go ahead and talk the talk, cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here working day and night. And if my real ain't real enough, I'm sorry for your babe. Let's find a light inside our universe now. Well, ain't nobody keep on holding us down. Just come and get it, let them say what they say. I'm about to put them all away. Focus,
focus on me.
Focus,
focus on me. Focus on me.
I can tell you're curious. It's written on your lips. Ain't no need to hold back. Go on and talk it. I know you're hoping that I'll react. I know you're hoping I'm looking back. But if my real ain't real enough, and I don't know what is, let's find a light inside our universe now. But ain't nobody keep on holding us down. Just come and get it, let them say what they say. Cause I'm about to put them all away. Focus,
focus on me,
focus
on me, focus on me,
holding us down. Just come and get it, let them say what they say. Cause I'm about to put them all away. One, two, three, four. Focus on me.
And that was our musical band for the hour, The Inevitables, and that was featuring Sydney Anderson on vocals. Well, I tell you what, folks, Jim McCarty is our next guest. He's a founding member of the Yardbirds. We're going to open up this conversation with this song.
Dream of me at night.
Just joining us is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Back in 1965, a 12-year-old boy had many choices for music. First album I ever bought, first album I ever owned, was Over, Under, Upside Down. Love the Yardbirds. Really got into this whole blues rock thing. Second album was Meet the Beatles. Third album was the Temptations album. But then I went back to the Yardbirds and I kept buying all their albums. Anyway, joining us now in the studio is Jim McCarty. He's original member and drummer for the Yardbirds. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Nice Good. To be here.
It's nice to have you here. Do you remember Over, Under, Upside Down?
Sideways Down, you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one, too. And I remember the first one, vaguely.
Yeah. All those years, I mean, there's been so many albums. There have been a number of different musicians. And, of course, one of the things you're most famous for is having three of the most extraordinary guitarists at different times playing a role as the lead guitarist. You started with Eric Clapton, then went to Jeff Beck, and then Jimmy Page. So that's pretty big.
Well, we were all sort of in the same place, you know, southwest London, and we hung out in the same places and went to the same pubs and things, and we all sort of grew up together. So it's very strange that those three are all come from an area of London about 20 or 30 miles apart.
Yeah.
Let's test out your theory, J-Dub, about the rainy weather at that time. Remember you talked about that it was a particularly rainy couple of years or something?
And on record, the rainiest in the United Kingdom, looking back, and this was like 10 years ago when they look back, the rainiest period was from 1960 until 1964. So all these guys that could have been kicking soccer balls trying to impress girls decided to pick up instruments and start bands. That was a theory that that somebody laid on me.
That's very interesting.
Do you feel like that resonates with you?
It does a bit. I remember there was a lot of fog in those days. And, there was London, like a London fog that completely shut it down.
Actual fog or drug induced?
No, a real fog. You know, you couldn't actually go anywhere. You couldn't see 20 feet in front of your face. You couldn't drive or anything. But that never happened after that. After about 65, 70.
Yeah.
So then a lot of people might have been people like yourself inside playing guitar and drums and sitting in the pubs and.
Yeah, it does resonate a bit. We could all stay inside and not go out and play in the sun because there was none.
Yeah. You know what surprised me was that I saw an interview with Clapton several years ago when he was talking about, he was again the first lead guitarist, that he was actually asked to leave, is what he said on the interview, because he was indifferent or he's involved in other projects and stuff. And that was really traumatic for him, especially when he heard the first album that Jeff Beck had played on. But
Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah.
No, he left of his own accord.
He left on his own.
He didn't like For Your Love. He thought it was too
poppy.
Too poppy. He wanted to play a blues single because everything was about singles, as you were saying. It was the 2:30 single, and that was what kept you going. And we were looking for a single for a long time, and we tried some of our stuff, and it never sounded any good in the studios. They weren't so good as the American studios, and when we came to America, the engineers really knew how to record rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
So in England, we couldn't get our sound, so you know we had to look for different sort of songs. And
the other thing they did in America was that they had more session artists that were supporting the various bands.
Yeah.
And you get a guy named like Glenn Campbell to come in and play guitar on a Beach Boys album. That was big stuff.
Yeah. Well, they were much more experienced in the States. And when we came over here, we recorded some great stuff at Chess Studios in Chicago. We went to Sun in Memphis, and that was great recording there compared to back in London. Yeah. Remember the white coats on?
Yeah. Exactly. Tell us about your current configuration, your current band. What can people expect if they were to come to a Yardbirds concert? And it's tonight and tomorrow night at the Egyptian, 8 p.m.
Yeah. Well, it's a great lineup. they're all American now, so I'm the only British invasion person left. But they all know what they're doing. They're all big Yardbirds fans, the great musicians. And it's a great repertoire. You know, the repertoire still stands up for some reason. All those songs sound great all together in one evening.
I'm just wondering. I'm here with these young musicians, and these guys have gotten to work with some of the greats. Chris Slade, you might know from AC/DC the UK.
Yes.
But you know, what's your take on, you know, the music industry has changed so much from even just 10 years ago as far as how musicians can make a living. And here you are with this fantastic career, and you've seen so many periods of you know, incarnations of what the music industry looks like, and you're touring today. You know, what advice would you have for guys like these musicians here and the Inevitables, you know, for tackling the current format for music, where it seems flipped on its head, and now, you know, primarily you rely on income from touring versus recordings, like
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it was like that in the 62. There were no big royalties. It was all on the road.
So it's in a way come full circle then.
Yeah, it's full circle. But I would say, you know, if you love what you're doing and you're committed and you've got great people around playing with you, you've got a good team. That was always what got us going. You know, we were all friends together, and it was a good teamwork. And you know, even Clapton was part of the team. and don't give up. You know, just keep thinking positively about what you're doing, and love it, and don't stop.
The Yardbirds are credited with basically inventing psychedelic rock. Lead us into that. How does that come about?
Well, it was. It's like everything else. It's a bit of an accident, you know, or it's a strange story, because we used to cover all the blues songs, the songs we heard that have been buried for a long time, like all the Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley. All that stuff was recorded initially, I think, in the 50s even, and nobody had really heard it, and we loved it. It suddenly became like an underground music. You could only hear it on records. You didn't hear it on the radio. And then we started playing that song, and those songs, and our repertoire was all those songs. And then we wanted to change it. We wanted to make it slightly different, put our own twist to it, and put things in, you know, change tempos and put different sounds in. And of course, Jeff Beck had all his gizmos and his feedback and pedals and stuff, and he loved all that sort of weird and wonderful sounds. And
it was one-upmanship, where Lennon would get feedback from an amp, and then somebody else would say, "Yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to try that, but I'm going to do something a little different." And then you guys would do something, and then and I don't know what your opinion of this is, but in hearing interviews, reading interviews from McCartney and Clapton and Beck. They were profoundly changed when Hendrix came to London and started playing live, and they all can tell you exactly where they were and where they were sitting in what theater when they first heard this guy who was from a different planet.
Yes, he was a big influence on them all, but they all influenced each other, and Jeff particularly is very adept at getting all those weird sounds. So that was what we had. We had the advantage of that, and we all encouraged it. And we were all of the same mind, and we all put our ideas into the pot, and what they called psychedelic came out of it.
Yeah.
Did they call it psychedelic then? Or is it one of those terms we only get in a little bit of retrospect?
Well, when we first came,
when
we first came to the States and started playing to these sort of hippie people in California, you know, they were all taking acid and stuff and all jumping around. We were just straight. I mean, we were just playing the music because we loved it, and they thought we were all taking some sort of dope.
Did you have those overhead projectors that had the different liquids that were swirling around?
Right, yeah.
Did you all do that?
No, we didn't. We relied on the venues. We didn't do that. But we had some funny things going on. We had incense and little tapes going on of Indian music and all that. In the end, anyway.
Yeah, and you were dressed conservatively, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we ended up wearing caftans. You remember those?
Hey.
Of course. Know,
we got to sell tickets, man. I'll put one of those on. Well, we look forward to the show. Are you going to be taking an intermission? You're going to play so many songs, intermission?
Yeah, we have an intermission. We do 2 45-minute spots.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. And do you tell stories from the stage? Because the Egyptian theater is just a great place to hear some.
A few. It's a fabulous venue, really. And mm-hmm. It's a great sound in there. Last night, it was great. It was a great night.
And meet and greet after in the lobby?
We didn't actually last night, but you never know.
Now I've put it out there.
Well, I got a book out now. It just out a couple of months ago. It's called Nobody Told Me, but unfortunately we've sold out on the tour, so we haven't got any to sell now. But
maybe they can pre-order the next
round.
Yeah,
they can order, yeah. Yeah, they can order.
Jim McCarty's an original member of the Yardbirds. He is the drummer. He has put together one heck of a band. They are playing at the Egyptian this weekend. The Yardbirds, 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And I believe that there is no 6 o'clock on Sunday. Is that correct? Or are you playing
no
on Sunday?
No Sunday show.
There's no Sunday
no,
show.
No, we're going home Sunday.
Well, there you go. There you go. Listen, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, guess what, folks? It's time for weekend events.
So the Bonanza Campout is underway. It's at the base of the Jordanelle Dam. The musical lineup includes Halsey, Wiz Khalifa, Zoo, Local Natives, Hippie Sabotage, Moon Taxi, and so many more. It runs from today through Sunday. Tickets and information are at bonanzacampout.com.
Did you say Wiz Khalifa?
I did.
Oh, boy. Kind of an inside joke here, folks. But Utah Arts Fest is also underway down at the Library Square in Salt Lake City. There's representatives from every art form, including film, graphic arts, music, literature, comedy, street theater, dance, 3D media, ceramics, printmaking, jewelry, photography, sculpture, etc. Check out the schedule and map at uaf.org. It runs through Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down and see St. Paul and the Broken Bones Sunday night.
Oh.
And I heard that the Osmond Chapman Band is headlining tonight. And you've got the headliner sitting right next to you.
I certainly do. I'm looking forward to that.
In Midway, the Solstice Flute Concert is happening at the Homestead Resort. It's free admission and running from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Besides a free evening concert, the festival includes ancient wisdom and shamanic sound bath workshops, vendors, flute lessons, and a raptor release.
Summit County Library, Kimball Junction, is screening Ferdinand at 1 p.m. with free admission and free popcorn.
Park City Improv is doing a show tonight at the Park City Library at 8 p.m. It's going to be in the Jim Santee Auditorium.
Lumberjack Fabulous at PCMR from 4 to 6 p.m. Steve Schiffer Duo at the Boneyard. The Yardbirds are at the Egyptian. Jim, did you know that? PCP is at the Spur. Bonanza Town at the Cabin.
Let's go on to Saturday. The Cannondale MTB Tour is at Deer Valley. It's Saturday and Sunday. It's outside the Silver Lake Lodge by the Sterling Express.
Park City Library is offering free yoga on the patio from 10 until 11 a.m. Saturdays now through August 25th.
The Flying Ace All-Star Aerial Show. It starts up this weekend and it runs every Saturday through September 2nd at the Utah Olympic Park. That's where the skiers and snowboarders ride down those ramps and do the multi-twisting, flipping tricks into the pool. It's such an amazing show. You definitely want to check it out. Shows are at 1 p.m. every Saturday. Also this Saturday, it's the Olympic Day at UOP. They're celebrating Olympians, Paralympians, and the Olympic spirit. It's free with food, face painting, bounce houses, crafts, and other family-friendly activities.
Do you like bounce houses?
Oh, I used to love them.
Did
they
you?
Don't let me in them so much now, but if you can get in as an adult, they're still a hoot.
Yeah, high heels don't work.
No, and if there's toddlers in there, yeah, that's not good. You got to make it adults only.
Exactly, exactly. Well, the Historic Home Tour is Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., exploring historic homes on Woodside and Park Avenue. Start at the Town Lift Plaza, get your ticket and your guide. Tickets $15 for members, 20 for non-members.
In Heber at the City Park, there'll be a Back to the 50s car show. It's open to all makes and models and includes trucks and bikes.
Ooh. 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 At the Jordanelles, the Park City Sup Festival, it's both Saturday and Sunday, takes place at the Hailstone entrance. There'll be free sup, yoga, stand-up paddleboard, surfing, sailing, racing, wake surfing, and more. Patois Reggae Band and Smiling Souls will perform on Saturday.
Your barn door is open. It's Saturday night from 5:30 to 8:30 at the historic McPolin Farm, a.k.a. the White Barn. The event includes dinner and dancing with music by Motherlode Canyon Band. Free shuttles will run from the PC Mark because there's no parking at the barn. Tickets are $30. Children 5 and under are free.
Tony Holiday and the Velvetones are PCMR in the late afternoon. David and Melissa are at the Boneyard in the evening. Take 5 at Silver Star Cafe. The Yardbirds at the Egyptian, 8 p.m. Sin City Souls at the Spur. Jeff Crosby and the Refugees is at the Cabin. Here's an idea. Go to the Yardbirds tonight and then go next door and listen to Sin City Soul. What a great night for music.
There's a lot of choices going on here.
Many choices.
And I think I still believe I can do it all, and so can you. Sunday, let's move on. If you're still moving around, a couple of the Morning Mix musical guests are performing at this week's Silly Market, including Courtney Spaulding, she was on a couple weeks ago, and the Snyderville Electric Band.
Summit Land Conservancy offers a hops hunter hike that will take participants around McPolin Farm looking for wild growing hops to be used in a special Wasatch brewing fall beer. Hike starts at 9:30 a.m. and lasts 2 hours.
The Salt Lake Men's Choir will be singing in the 10:30 a.m. worship at St. Luke's in celebration of Pride Month. A diversity brunch will follow, provided by Flourish Bakery. And I just heard about Flourish Bakery. They hire ex-convicts to train as bakers.
Really?
Yeah. What a great transition.
I like that. Well, I'm exhausted. I mean, back in April, we had these little paragraphs for weekend events, and now, you know, there's a lot going on. We're on to page three. Chris Lager Band at Snow Basin Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Series, along with Sophista Funk and Pine Top Inferno. This is a free afternoon of music on the mountain, just one scenic hour's drive from here. I know you're going to that.
Yes, I am. Chris Lager Band, they're good friends of mine, so I will be there.
How many hula hoops you bringing?
I might bring mine this time. I didn't bring it last weekend to Los Lobos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured I'd go hoop-free, but this might be a good one.
Yeah. We're going to play a couple of underwriters. Do not touch this dial, that dial. As KPCW in Park City, we shall return with the Inevitables after this.
Hi, this is Catherine Simos, Grand Valley Bank's Park City Branch President. We're excited to sponsor this summer's Grand Valley Bank Community Concert Series at Deer Valley on Wednesday nights. We're longtime supporters of KPCW's live broadcast of the concerts, and we are devoted to giving back to the Park City community. GrandValleyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. Saturday, June 30th, celebrate America the Beautiful with the Utah Symphony and Broadway country music star Rachel Potter. Enjoy patriotic favorites and thrilling pop hits. Patriotic Celebration with Rachel Potter, June 30th at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud sponsor of KPCW. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
And we are back.
This is the Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Caleb Chapman is the director of Soundhouse Studios. We call it studio?
Performance Studios.
Performance Studios.
Yeah.
And he's our next guest. I know Caleb from back in the days of the Park City Jazz Foundation, but you have had a school in Salt Lake going, or in American Fork going, for several years, and now you're expanding to other locations. That just sounds amazing.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah, we actually started the Soundhouse back in 2008, so we're coming up on our 20th anniversary here in November, And you and I were partners in crime almost at the beginning back then, but here at the Park City Jazz Festival where we got to work together.
Was it 20 years ago?
Well, it wasn't that quite that long ago, but yeah, it was kind of close. So, but you know, for the last 20 years, the Soundhouse musicians have garnered national and international attention. They've played at festivals all over the world, from Cuba to London to Mexico to Canada. This next year, we've got groups going to China and Croatia, and these aren't just sightseeing tours. These kids are, as you know, are professional musicians. They're playing on the main stages of these events. You know, I know you're a big fan of Telluride, and these musicians here today, the Inevitables, they'll be playing at the Telluride Jazz Festival later on this summer. And I mean, it's fantastic what these kids accomplish.
Yeah, and when you say they've played in these other countries, it's not like some music group somewhere put together like a lunchroom performance. they're on the main stage at like the Montreux Jazz Festival.
That's right. And yeah, they're right there, you know, along with all the other big name artists on the big stages. You know, in Cuba, they were featured at the largest music festival in Cuba. You know, as one of the featured guests, you know, headliners on one of the nights there, on a week-long festival. And so, you know, these are real-world experiences for these musicians. They're in professional recording studios. They're on the road. They get to work with you know, some of the biggest names in music today. And the results are pretty spectacular. You know, for one thing, a lot of these musicians, once they graduate, they go on and have very successful careers in music. A few of the guys in Imagine Dragons came through this program back when they were a little bit younger. And we've got musicians in The Moth and the Flame and The Strike and playing in Bruce Hornsby's Trio. And, you know, it's just actually the bass player in Bruce Hornsby's Trio right now, Chris Croce, who came through our program, is a Park City local as well. So, but more important than what they accomplish in music and the purpose of the Soundhouse is to really set these kids up for success in life and whatever they choose to do. And music is an incredible vehicle to prepare them for that, whether it's business or law or medicine. And people are surprised when they hear how amazing these kids are. They're surprised to find out that only about 20% of them end up pursuing music as a career. And the rest go on and you know, are changing the world, starting their own companies and becoming programmers and things like that. But probably my favorite statistic surrounding the Soundhouse is that for the last 12 years, virtually 100% of our graduates, of the kids that have gone through the program, have received significant college scholarships. And those are both, as you might imagine, for not just music, but also academics.
Make that connection of music leading into medicine, business. How does that work?
Well, it's, you know, when you think about what it takes, what it requires to be able to be successful, to do what these kids here today are doing. I mean, think about this. You know, I mean, they play on stages for thousands of people. What kind of confidence does it require to be able to get up on a mic by yourself and, you know, take a solo in front of a crowd of thousands? I mean, it requires confidence. You know, there's leadership skills that are developed. There's communication skills. There's interpersonal skills. There's, you know, a commitment to excellence. There's the drive that's developed. And to be able to do what these kids do, which is to be literally the best in the world for their age at what they do, I mean, that makes anything else you do in life that much easier, you know?
Wow. I feel kind of like a schmuck.
No, it's really exciting. And actually, do any of the kids have a question for Caleb? I'm sure there's one out there.
Well, they're not on a mic.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get them on a mic.
Are you guys going to ask me a question?
Yeah.
They know it
well,
all.
Well, think about it a little bit. Yeah. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you about all the educator awards that you've won, because it seems like every year someone's awarding you best jazz educator or music educator.
You know,
we've only got a couple minutes. Run down some of those.
No,
awards.
I'm not going to talk about those awards. Those are stupid. I think the awards that matter are the awards that these kids rack up. We don't need to talk about my awards.
Well, this is your segment.
No, let me. It's been a great honor to be able to be recognized with these education awards, and I think probably the biggest honor, you know, I've gotten some international awards, but here in Utah, I was awarded the Best of State Statue for Education just a few years ago, and it's just, it's great to be part of, a career in an industry that can, where I have the opportunity to affect a lot of lives. And so yes, the awards and the recognition is nice, but I want to brag about these kids because that's where I think, the excitement is. And you remember from our days in, working with the jazz industry, that Downbeat magazine is, the top jazz publication in the world. And they recognize annually just a few of the very best youth ensembles in the world for jazz. And it's a huge honor for a group to win one Downbeat award. It's like winning the national championship, right, in college. Like, if you've done it once, you're a national champion forever. And so we won our first Downbeat award back in 2007, and I thought, this is as good as it gets. I can't believe we won a Downbeat award. Well, this year these kids broke the record that we've had again, and they won 13 Downbeat awards in 1 year. So they've won 65 Downbeat awards over the last decade, which makes them the winningest music school program in the world, for that. And people just can't believe that this is happening in Utah. And so that's probably my favorite part. When we travel the country and the world, these kids are on the main stages with huge celebrity guest artists with them. And first of all, they're shocked by their age, but then they're really shocked that they're, coming out
they
of
just
Utah.
Totally, and they totally hold their own on those stages. You're watching and you're like, yeah. Wow.
Well,
it was
amazing. It was fun when we went to, I mentioned that tour to Cuba just because it was a lifelong dream of mine to go there. And we've, of course, visited countries all over the world. But Cuba was real special because, it's hard to get an invitation there and it's still closed off. But we got the band, the Crescent Super Band from the Soundhouse, got the invitation to go play. And then I got a phone call from 3-time Grammy winning saxophonist Jeff Coffin from the Dave Matthews Band. And he said, "Hey, I heard you guys are going to Cuba. Can I come play with the band?" I'm not kidding. That's exactly how it went. And so we took Jeff Coffin on tour with us from the Dave Matthews Band because he asked us to join in, And then we ended up recording an album together. So that's the level that these kids are on. So
if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with Caleb Chapman, and he has the Soundhouse student band that he's brought in this morning, called the Inevitables. And I just want to mention the names of the kids: Archer Dame on vocals, Sydney Anderson vocals, Talon Carden on vocals, Zane Peterson saxophone, Nathan Shen guitar, Kira Kareen, I hope I got that right, bass.
That's Kaya Kareen.
Kaya Kareen. And Cade Shipley on drums. It's quite a configuration, quite a band here.
Yeah, and again, this is cut in half from what these guys normally do. They normally have washboard and fiddle with them and a full horn section, and so it's a pretty exciting band when they do their full show.
Explain the style that you craft this band to be.
Yeah, so the Inevitables, it's kind of our own, creation. It's kind of alternative pop meets swing music. So, kind of in the same style as Squirrel Nut Zippers, from a few years back, or Royal Crown Review, even Postmodern Jukebox right now, which is, enjoying a lot of attention and airplay right now. So kind of combining pop styles with that retro swing vibe. So
it's hip. It's hot. Should we have another song? We're going to have to move everyone around a little bit.
Yeah,
everybody,
we got to shuffle
again. Spot.
Yeah. This one, this last one is called Lover's Lane. And this one's, people at home may just have to start dancing because it's that good.
Why don't we just do some final moves here? I'm going to play an underwriter quickly while we reconfigure some of the band positions. Stay right there, everybody.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Okay, Caleb, can you introduce this final number of the Inevitables?
Yeah, once again, this is Lover's Lane. And this one's going to feature Archer on lead vocals. And once again, this is The Inevitables. And it's been great hanging out with you this morning, JW.
Live in the Morning Mix, The Inevitables.
I found Lover's Lane, standing on the corner of 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. Sun is down, moon is bright, lover's gonna stroll all night, way downtown in Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane! To what we share down in Lover's Lane, standing on the corner of 4th and Main. Still it cannot match the thrill of Lover's Lane. Sun is down, moon is bright, lover's gonna stroll all night, way downtown in Lover's Lane. Come on, y'all! I found Lover's Lane, standing on the corner of 4th and Main, dreaming of you way downtown in Lover's Lane. All the world is fast asleep, you'll be jumping over Lover's Leap with some other fella down in Lover's Lane, with some other fella down in Lover's Lane, with some other fella.
Wow, that was great. Very good. Very good. That saxophonist is our Park City local, Zane Peterson. And Archer, was that you lead vocals? Okay, cool. Great job. Wow.
Do I have a moment to thank our underwriters?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention quickly, if you are listening to all of this and you have an event coming up and you'd like to hire this band to come in and play, they have a lot of enthusiasm. How would they get in touch with you?
You know, all of our bands, information, audio clips, contact information, all that is on our website at ccsoundhouse.com. And also, you know, in addition to booking out the bands, which of course we have all different styles and we play events all over the state, but also probably a lot of listeners are wondering how to get their own young musicians involved in this program. And we have auditions coming up the first week of September. And you can also get audition information at that same website, ccsoundhouse.com.
Excellent.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank our sponsors for providing us the ability to do this show and have all of you on air. Those include Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. You can find this show archived on kpcw.org under the Shows tab, Morning Mix. You can get this in the podcast delivered to your podcast box. Just look for KPCW Morning Mix. And you can listen on your smart speaker anytime.
We shall return right after this final underwriter. Stay there.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful weekend out there. Get outside, have some fun. NPR.